Chapter 16. An Eighth King. And the wild beast that was, but is not, it is also itself an eighth king, but springs from the seven, and it goes off into destruction. It is no exaggeration. The present global financial crisis poses the gravest threat to the peace and security of the world since the Great Depression. And the Anglo-American duo sit at ground zero of what could become the complete collapse of the entire economic and political system. Confronted with that stark reality, it is more than timely to give consideration to the 13th and 17th chapters of Revelation, which preview the sudden and unexpected death of the present political powers. Specifically, Revelation 13:3 reads, "And I saw one of its heads, as though slaughtered to death. But its death stroke got healed, and all the earth followed the wild beast with admiration." The Watchtower's interpretation of that verse identifies the slaughtered head as the Anglo-American dual world power. This seems to be reasonable, especially in view of what the angel told John at Revelation 17:10. It reads, "There are seven kings, five have fallen, one is, the other has not yet arrived, but when he does, he must remain a short while." The five kings that had fallen before Revelation was written are those kings mentioned in the Bible that have dominated God's people in the past, namely Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, and Greece, in that order. The one that is was the Roman king that was ruling when John received the revelation. The Roman king held domination by means of the Roman Catholic Church, far beyond the time that historians mark as the fall of the formal Roman Empire. Finally, as a former Roman outpost, England gradually emerged in the place of a Roman king, and with the ascendancy of the British Empire in the late 1700s, London has held that position up to the beginning of the 20th century. The king that had not yet arrived, from John's perspective, has proven to be the Anglo-American dual world power. But the question to consider is whether the prophecy that calls for one of the heads of the wild beast to receive a deadly wound and then revive has been fulfilled yet. In the Revelation's Grand Climax book, published in 1988, the Watchtower has presented the case that the prophecy was fulfilled back during the First World War. According to the Watchtower's commentary, World War I was so devastating with its appalling loss of life and destruction of resources, it was as if the old order came to an end and then miraculously came back to life again. But is that really true? Is it really in accord with the facts of history? And moreover, does it harmonize with prophecy? And can the answer be definitively determined? Without question, World War I was a colossal disaster for the nations of Europe. But was it the actual fulfillment of the prophecy that calls for the leading powers of the world to suffer a catastrophic, death-like experience? Decidedly, the First World War was largely fought in the trenches of France. Unlike during the Second World War, civilian population centers and seats of government were not directly targeted. Unlike during the Vietnam War, there were no anti-war protesters marching in the streets threatening to overturn the government. There was no social instability of any consequence in either London or Washington during or even after the Great War. The only European government that received anything comparable to what might be termed a death stroke was Tsarist Russia and perhaps the House of Habsburg and the Ottoman Empire. Certainly, America was not shaken by its brief involvement in the war in Europe. Frankly, there is simply no historical evidence that would justify the Watchtower's interpretation of the prophecy. Because all the prophecies of the Bible are interrelated, the task of any would-be interpreter is to discover patterns in the overlay of related prophecy. Putting the pieces of prophecy together to see the larger picture might be likened to working a complex jigsaw puzzle. As with picture puzzles, it might initially seem as if all the pieces are in their right place, but as the puzzle progressively develops into its whole, it eventually becomes obvious if some pieces are ill-fitted. So it is that years ago, the Watchtower's interpretations may have seemed plausible. But as the First World War recedes further and further into obscurity, it is now evident that some of the major pieces of the prophetic puzzle are askew. One example of an ill-fitted piece in the prophetic puzzle is the Watchtower's interpretation of the beast from the abyss. Or, in the case of the Watchtower's interpretations, beasts, plural, from the abyss.